Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Chris Sargent. I am the Gutsy Gal, and I am here with our new associate at Restore Healing Center. Her name is Dr. Jacna Surti, and she comes to us gracing us with her presence all the way from New Jersey, and she's here now. Her husband has finished medical school, which is kind of an interesting thing. Yes. Since we talk about differences between the two professions. So welcome, Dr. Surti. I'm so glad to have you in the office. It's a lot of fun, and your smiling, beaming face greets me every day, and it's super fun. So tell us, how did you end up here in Chicago? And
thank you, Dr. Sargent. Happy to be here. So like I said, like Dr. Sargent said, you know, I am in Illinois because my husband is doing his medical rotations here. While he was doing his rotations here, we really fell in love with Illinois. You know, I mean, we lived in the city at first and it was great. We often compare it to Toronto, which he's originally from.
Oh, it does. It is very similar.
It's very beautiful. Similar. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to the suburb because we realized the city life wasn't really for us. So, and and we love the suburbs. You know, there's so much to do, so much it has to offer. So this is where our happy place is.
That's great.
Yeah. So this is where I am right now. And, as far as chiropractic is concerned, you know, chiropractic has always been a special thing in my life. I grew up getting chiropractic care.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
So when did you first start getting adjusted?
So I moved from India when I was 6.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think I would probably start saying seventh year is when I started getting chiropractic care. And consistently since then, I have been getting care.
So your parents were pro-chiropractic as soon as they came to the States?
Yeah, they were. They did not mind it at all. And, you know, chiropractic goes along with a lot of things that are in India, because India is a very holistic country. You know, we like to do herbal things first. We like to pretty much tackle everything we can before we go to prescription or whatever it may be. So that was always, like, my go-to thing.
Right. So you have an Ayurvedic kind of background, and that's very holistic. That's really cool. I didn't realize that. So what made your parents even pick a chiropractor out of the abundance of healthcare options in the United States?
Yeah. So my dad had gotten a job, and, you know, it was, the benefits were very, very good.
Okay.
So we, you know, oftentimes we just kind of go to the providers that are covered by the insurance company because we don't want to pay too much out of pocket, and we can't afford to pay too much out of pocket. Right. So we realized that chiropractic was covered within our insurance company. So, you know, we would try to
fit your philosophy.
Exactly. And fit my philosophy. So we would really try to kind of maximize as many benefits as we could get. And then, you know, we realized that we stopped going to all of the providers, and chiropractic is what we kind of stuck with.
Cool.
And we became very consistent with that, my whole family.
Oh, that's cool. So you've always been adjusted.
Yes,
and
always.
The adjustment is sort of part of what you feel like is like going to the dentist or getting an annual checkup anywhere with some kind of doctor. Getting adjusted is that's just part of the deal to take care of your body.
It was part of the routine. You know, we never really went because we had aches, pain, this, that. We always just went. It was like our family thing together, you know?
That's so cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah. And then what really got me into the chiropractic profession is when I was in high school, my dad had gotten into a really bad accident.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, you know, our go-to thing, go to the chiropractor first. And by that time, I was trying to decide, okay, what is it that I wanted to do once I graduated from high school? And since I've always had the special spot for chiropractic in my life, I started, you know, volunteering and shadowing a lot to the chiropractor that my dad would go to. And then he really, the way he used to give patient care, the way, you know, the patients would react to his care, how happy they were, really, that's what really hit me. And that's when I decided to go to chiropractic school.
That's so cool. And your dad must have had a great experience and got well.
He did, very much. He became better than he was before the adjustment, before the injury.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, so he's really excited. And they can't wait for me to, right now that I'm here, they're originally in New Jersey. So they can't wait for me to go home so I can treat them. I'm looking forward to it.
That's excellent. So tell me a little bit about what you specialize in, because my listeners know I do functional medicine. Mm-hmm. I do all the nutrition and weight loss, and I fix your guts. I fix your hormones.
Right.
I fix your autoimmune diseases.
Right.
But tell me a little bit about what makes you special, besides the fact that you have been adjusted, which to me, like that puts a whole different energy in the body,
right,
which
right.
may sound a little woo-woo to some people, but I know it doesn't.
Yeah.
So go on.
Yeah. So, you know, I never wanted to narrow my practice down to any specific thing.
Okay.
I get bored very easily. So I like to keep my scope very broad so I can see every type of patients that are out there, from children to adults to, you know, geriatric patients. That's
great.
What kind of keeps me happy. And I feel that I can learn a lot from all various types of patients. So I never really got myself into specializing in any specific thing.
Particular group.
Right. But I, you know, because of that, I dipped my foot into everything I possibly could to see what my tools can be to help any different type of people with any problems.
As far as your techniques are concerned.
Yes.
So I know that when patients come in and they've been sitting at their computer all day long, mm-hmm. you have a lot of ways that you can help them function better
right.
through what we kind of call around here with functional medicine, we call that functional rehab
right.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So that the person who drives his car all day kind of hunched over and mm-hmm. then sits at the computer hunched over and their neck and shoulders are a mess or their low back is a disaster, you have a way to assess that?
Yes, of course.
And then you have a way to figure out what's weak.
Right.
And then you have a way to treat that.
Yes, of course.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
so they can end up in 3 months.
Right.
Like completely stronger and in a better place, just like your dad.
Yeah, for sure. And it doesn't even take 3 months. The patients immediately realize, you know, that after maybe a week or 2 weeks, they immediately realize, okay, this is what was missing in my life. This is what I was doing wrong. And it helps me to educate my patients better too, so that whatever I do in the office, they carry on throughout their life. Because,
right.
you know, they're outside of our office longer than they are inside. And that's what I really appreciate, because patients understand that. So, you know, adjustments, definitely, for sure. And then we do a lot of rehab exercises and stretches, and they'll all do it at home. And the cool thing is, sometimes the patients will come and they'll do some research and they'll come very excited into the office and they'll say, oh, doc, you know, like, I was thinking maybe I could do it this way or that way. So it becomes a whole interactive thing, more of me just saying, here, do this, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you can give them homework and they may look up and find something that...
Extra credit.
or maybe something that you didn't see. Because doctors, I mean, we mm-hmm. we're sort of limited by how much time we have, too. And mm-hmm. if we have 30 or 40, 50 or 100 patients right. out there looking at the internet, they could mm-hmm. find 100 different
yes.
things that we never saw.
Right, right.
It's great to have all those
yes.
eyes and ears out there.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I realize what really makes me different, though, is and how it's the patient connection that I make. You know, I don't treat my patient as just another person that's in this office. I really, if it's an elderly patient, then I really try to think, okay, how would I treat my grandfather, or how would I treat my mom or my dad, you know? And that connection there, from day one, I create such a great patient rapport that they want to be here. They
well,
feel
I
good
noticed
when
that.
They're here. Yeah.
I noticed that in... Just to tell everybody, I noticed that probably in like 2 minutes of knowing you, like
yeah.
so comfortable to talk to
right.
and just easygoing and open and warm. Mm-hmm. And you just really, I mean, the love just spews
yes.
from you.
Yes, yes. Make it very simple.
That's good, because
yeah.
patients don't need any more complications in
right.
their stressful life. So that's wonderful. What, if you were going to take some, what's your next like adventure in continuing education? What do you really want to study more about?
So I really want to, and as we know, you know, geriatrics is our largest growing population.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to further my education in that and see how it is that I can help them with,
mm-hmm.
especially with the type of lifestyle that they're growing older with. I think it's starting to become very complex. So I really want to further my education in geriatrics and see what else I can add to my tool belt.
Oh,
to
that's
kind of
great.
Help them with. Yeah, so right now that's what my focus is.
And the cool thing about geriatric tool belt is that that's going to bump into the younger people
yes.
too.
Yes.
Because anything that they need to know then is something that we can do now
yes.
in our 30s, 40s, and 50s
yes.
to prevent what might happen
exactly.
down the road, like
yes.
balance exercises being so mm-hmm. intricately linked to, you know, prevention of hip
right.
fractures and knee issues and knee injuries. And I don't know, but as a 50-year-old, I don't want to walk down that road of any replacement
no.
parts.
No, one
so
should have to, yes.
Keeping things strong and keeping things moving is really key to that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
well, thank you
yeah.
so much. Is there anything else that you want to add to all this?
No, that is it. You know, I'm just happy to be here. I fit in so well with the structure of the office. And, you know, I feel that with everyone here, I can provide the bestest care to all my patients.
That's great. And we also have acupuncture, which you put into your treatment plan sometimes, along with massage.
I do.
And then the functional medicine, depending on which direction patients are coming and going.
Yeah, and having tried all this, you know, really helps me kind of educate my patients better on what can affect what, you know. Mm-hmm. So it helps me better kind of accumulate everything in and say, oh, you know, acupuncture is going to affect you this way. It's going to go great with chiropractic, or massage will help you in this way, and it's going to work great with everything together. So we can give our patients the maximum amount of benefit we can.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. And maybe one day your husband's going to join us.
Oh yeah, for sure. I tell him about that every day. That's I tell him to keep his eye on that.
That's awesome. Thanks, Dr. Surti. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you everybody for listening today. And come and meet Dr. Surti. She's wonderful. If you have any issues, back pain, neck pain, arms, elbows, knees, toes, fingers, whatever body part you may think you have a problem with, and you may not know that we can help, just at least give us a call and ask.
It's worth the try, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, you haven't gone backwards. You've always gone forwards, because now you've learned more things, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I was talking to a patient the other day, as I was ready to sign off, I was talking to a patient the other day, just ran into her, and she's like, yeah, I just had a whole bunch of tests done for my knee, and then I just found out that I really just needed to stretch. And she'd spent all this money on imaging and all this stuff, and really all she really needed was to do was some stretching. And I'm like, oh, I really, you know, it's come try us out first before you go spend a lot of money on stuff, because we can probably figure it out without all that.
Yes, agreed. Yeah.
So awesome. So efficiency is also part of Dr. Surti's tool belt, getting to the answers quickly. So again, thank you very much. And you are listening to The Gutsy Gal. And I am so happy to have Dr. Surti in our office.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.